Welcome to Freedom of Mind. This is your boy Ray Will. I'm over here for y'all, giving y'all my opinions, thoughts and opinions, pretty much speaking my mind. This is Freedom of Mind, doing the Freedom of Mind style. Today, I'm going to talk about 9 to 5s, working regular, everyday jobs, what it's like, or at least from my perspective, what it's like working a 9 to 5, the environment, a little bit of that. That's mainly what I'm talking about, the environment and how it is. And then I'm giving you a little bit of a political view of it, if you will. I don't want to just give away too much of what I'm saying on the intro, but I'll let y'all know. Y'all gonna know. So check it out. Hey, Speak Your Mind is next, y'all. Check this out, y'all. Ray Will, Speak Your Mind. You know what, y'all? I never understood why people give props to physically attractive people. Okay, the reason why is because that person didn't do anything to warrant that. You understand what I'm saying? It's one thing when you're keeping yourself up, you're keeping your health up and all that. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, this is the way a person looks. That's their natural look. And it happens to be attractive, right? I mean, I give props to people who have good character because you choose to be that way. You put forth your own effort to be that way. So, what's character? You know, like, person who's honest, a person who's generous, someone who's reliable. Those are good. Those are characteristics. And let me make a correction. People who have good character. So I'm gonna make that correction. People who have good character are the people who I give recognition to. Not so much people who are attractive, because you can't help that. Okay, so it's like, now let's look into this. What are their motives behind why people do this? Let's get to the real, right? You know, you compliment, let's say a guy, he's complimenting a girl or, you know, a woman on how attractive she is. You know, ooh, you know, oh, I give you credit. You know, you're beautiful and all this. And she's like, thank you. It's like, okay, she said thank you because she's acknowledging a compliment. But what does she need to thank him for? That's not her fault that she looks physically attractive. You understand what I'm saying? So let's get to this. We need to stop being so goddamn fucking, stop being such users. Stop using people for shit. And then also, let's work on ourselves. Let's be better people. Okay? Let's stop being fucked up people. Let's start being superficial people. Let's stop being vain and work on ourselves and give props to people who have good character. Because at the end of the day, you need people like that. You need people you rely upon it. And look at it this way. I like to say this. Good people rule the world, because if it weren't for the little bit of good people that we do have on this planet, we wouldn't have shit. This planet would have already been destroyed. It's a good thing that the good outweighs the bad. There's more bad than there is good. It outnumbers good by so much. But it is what it is, y'all. So you can be good because it's your choice whether you want to have good character. It really is. okay, what is it like working 9 to 5? I want to talk about that. I want to go over some things. You know what? The first thing that comes to mind is just working 9 to 5. How significant it is, and obviously how insignificant it is, and people's choice of what they want to do. See, nowadays, I see a lot of people want to invest. I think that is a trending thing. Obviously, investing has been going on for years, particularly in this country, you know, the stock market or whatnot. But it seems more like it is, well, I think it is a trend. You know, younger crowds want to do it. People around my job are talking about it. Or, you know, obviously with the cryptocurrency and all that stuff going on. That is great. It's great that people want to invest. And that is a big pro. A small little con is to that mindset and well-being is, if everyone or too many people have that mindset, we're not gonna have enough skilled people who know how to do things, people who are self-sufficient. We're not gonna have enough of that, per se, because most people or everyone wants to invest. You need people to do the work for you, you know, because you're investing in these companies. Who's gonna do the work for you? So you just can't have too many people who think like that. Or not just think like that, but who are like that, right? But I'm not discouraging a youngster for bettering themselves and wanting to, you know, to make money. And that's the problem. People just like think that, oh, just because you make money, that you're successful in life. To me, it's about happiness and it's not about wasting your time, right? You listen to the J. Cole album, he mentions that. Not necessarily the money part, but the time. You don't want to waste your time in life, right? You want to live it up. So, I just want to make a clear point that society does need enough skilled people. See, the problem is you got capitalism that has control of society, has a lot of control over society, the capitalists. But, see, they have so much control is that it's selfishness, right? It's like almost like dictatorship, right? They determine how people live or how much money they make. So that's a problem. So because of that, people are limited to the funding because these capitalists make the bulk of the money. So they're like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to bring minimum wage, or I don't want this place to have all these employees to have union. I don't want these employees to have anything or much. You know, I want all the money. You know what I'm saying? And it's your fault that you don't have any money because look at you, you're broke and you're working under me. You know, ha, 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 ha. You know, capitalist type, rule the world ass type shit, because that's how these motherfuckers are. They're like ruling the world like some goddamn cartoon or something. It's crazy, but that's how it is. But my point is that these people that works for their companies work under them, and they get their money through them. So, you know, they don't have the funds and all that they want that they probably deserve, because people judge them and because people want strive to be like that capitalist. You know, they're not knocking them, they're not complaining, but at the same time, you're getting fucked in the ass. But somebody's got to do it. Who else is going to do it? That capitalist needs you. That capitalist needs people. Like, yeah, there's a lot of you. There's a lot of people, and you're like numbers. But that capitalist needs people to make his money. He needs people to work for him and to run his company. He's not running it by himself. So, but we don't look at it that way. I'm just being realistic. So, essentially, we need 9 to 5s, but we need to make more money. We need to make more money. I don't see anything wrong with people working to earn their money. See, this is what people want to do. People want to sit on their ass and make their money. Hey, that's fine and dandy, But somebody got to make your money. Somebody got to do it. It's not just going to just make by itself. So, that being said, the shit that we have to go through while we're working at 9 to 5. So now we're at that. So check this out. My experience is 9 to 5. And after saying all of that, I might contradict myself, but I'm contradicting myself just to make my overall point, y'all. So I'm just my little disclaimer before I get to what I feel that I think what I'm going to say. Anyhow, so me working 9 to 5 is very difficult because you're around people. You're around people, especially where I work. You're around people with different race, ethnicities, backgrounds, different opinions and stuff like that, right? I feel like a work environment that I'm in, it's like a high school. It's like a high school, you know, and you, because you're dealing with so many different types of people, and then you got, and people want to make an impression on their bosses. That's probably a big pet peeve of mine, is when people get the ass kissing and all that and stuff. Ass kissers tend to be posers because there's different types of ways, approaches that people choose to work. So sometimes it's mixed, you know, people mix it up or whatever. There's a lot of that going on too. But this is what I mean. You have your posers, right? You have your doers. And then there's got to be three types. Your posers, your doers. I got to think of the third one, y'all. I had it, y'all. But this was a little while ago when I came up with this stuff. But let's just say the posers and the doers, right? So obviously a poser is somebody who pretends like they're doing more than what they really are doing. And then a doer is actually a person or a worker who's actually doing their work, you know? So, but see, the pros and cons of a poser is a poser, you're making a real good impression on your boss. You're making a real good impression on your co-workers. You're like, oh yeah, this guy's a good worker and all this, whatever. You going off fast or whatever. And you act like you're so busy and you act like you know what the hell you're talking about and all that or whatever. But obviously, the con is that you really ain't really performing your work. And if people pay attention enough to you, they're going to call you bluff. They're going to, you know what I'm saying, they're going to blow your cover. But your advantage is that not enough people even pay attention. And a lot of people are dumb as hell anyway. And they're not really knowing what you're doing. And you've done enough to impress them. And the people, obviously, who you want to make an impression on are your superiors or the supervisors and all that. Chain of command, if you will. With the doer, you really are doing your job. You're really getting the work done, and you're helping out the posers who aren't really doing their job, or they're not doing their job fully. You're helping them out because you're making up for their shit. You're making up their work, and you're a hard worker, and people respect you. People respect the fact that you work hard, or you know, you do your work. But the problem with that is it probably has more cons than than the poser, because people aren't noticing the type of work that you're putting in. Like I said, people are dumb and they don't notice it enough. They fell for the poser who's manipulating everybody. So you doing all this work, but people aren't noticing it, and then the superiors aren't noticing it. And I will tell you this too. Some people are noticing it, but they don't like it because they're like, oh, they're making me look bad, or you know, maybe they're a little bit intimidated by it, you know? So there is some cons with that. It really is. So yeah, you got your poser and you got your doer. So, and then you got people that do a little bit of both, right? They do a little bit of both, they mix it up. So, posers tend to be, you know, ass kissers, and they tend to be know-it-alls, right? Where
a doer is just not really in tune much of what the hell is going on, what's going on in the environment. You know, that's another thing. Posers, they're aware of what's going on in the environment and who's doing what, and they up to all the drama news and all that at the job, and what such and such did and so-and-so did and this, that, and this. You know, so that's what we have there. And, you know, with the doer, they kind of just focus on the job a little bit more on their work. So they may not be in tune with what's going on at work. And it's, you got to know what's going on at work to a sense, because you got to know who you're dealing with and how to deal with them or whatnot, right? Stuff like that. So it's beneficial to keep up work. And it's and in some cases, you're required to know what's going on at work, because, you know, you got to know how to perform your job. So keeping up with late things or whatever, you know, in order for you to perform your job properly, right? So, all right, that is a bonus to that. And in some cases, it's not. It's just drama. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the high school comes in. Okay, let me get to race. I want to get to race at in a job environment. And I think that is one of the biggest things at work, and it could be one of the biggest issues at work, right? So there are advantages that people have based off their race. And when you want to talk about appearance, because people tend to judge you off of your appearance, right? If you look a certain way, it might be beneficial to you, or it might be not so beneficial to you. It might work against you. So, like, if you are a white person, I like to think of white people with the way that they look is a little bit more innocent. And I think that a lot of white people pick that up. They learn that at a young age. They know that they don't look as necessarily intimidating as someone black would. Black people look intimidating. Our dark skin, our features, our hair, our nose, our eyes are darker, our skin is darker. Essentially our hair is darker. Everything is darker, obviously. So we appear a little bit more intimidating with white people, you know, Sam, with the hair is not quite like ours. It's obviously a lot of their hair colors is lighter. Some of them have, you know, dark hair, but the way that it look is not as thick and like ours. Their eyes are essentially not as dark as our eyes. Their skin obviously is not as dark as ours. It's very light. So they appear to be a little bit more innocent, not as intimidating as we would say someone, you know, black. So that being said, they take advantage of that, and then they work around that look to where how they act, right? The way they talk is, you know, maybe, you know, there's different types of white dudes, right? You know, you got the nerdy type white dude or whatever. You got the white dude that's a little bit unisexual, where he got this guy-girl thing going on, or the girl got this guy-girl thing going on or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got those white dudes or whatever, to where they want to appear like they know things and they have a lot of knowledge or whatever, and you can really fall for that. Some of them do have a lot of knowledge, you know what I'm saying? You got intelligent people in all races. But you got those white dudes or whatever that's like, oh, yeah, I know this and I know that and this and that and this. And it works for them, and people, especially black people, might think that they know what the hell they talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, oh, that's a white guy, and, you know, maybe he does know what he's talking about or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna go to this nigga. He don't know what the fuck you talking about. This old dumbass nigga. Hell nah. You know, because it even works on ourselves. And not, it doesn't just work for black people. It works for everybody. Everybody fall for this stuff, this appearance of what I'm talking about. So with white people, you know, they work with it. They work on that. It's like they work on their little game so they can get by, right? And most of the time it works, especially for against black people. You know what I'm saying? So they got that going or whatever with their approach. So you got the approach going on and you got the appearance going on. So that works for a work environment, man. And I would say that there are a lot of white people that are posers. There are a lot of white people that are posers because they already looked the part and they worked on their approach. Bam. You know, so these white people, they have a tendency to have a little bit more advantages at a work environment. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them, but some of them do, where they have better positions. They have higher ranks. You know, some of them put in the work and then some of them didn't. You know, so I'm not speaking on the ones who actually put in the work. I'm not speaking on those. I'm speaking about the ones who get away with shit. You know what I'm saying? Based off of their appearance and the way that they look. And probably who they know, too. Which is not fair either, right? So, and then you got Hispanics. To me, Hispanics are like, it's white, but it's not all the way. It's not enough white. You understand what I'm saying? Because they do have darker hair, they have darker eyes, but and their skin is not as light as theirs. It's a little bit more tannish, typically. So they don't get the full benefits of being white. They get some of them, but not all of them. They definitely don't get the short end of the stick like most black people do. But it's not all the way. You know what I'm saying? So, but with Hispanics, they have a tendency to, I know it's a stereotype. That's why I'm a little hesitant or whatever, because it's such a stereotype too, where, you know what I'm saying, they unify and band together. That's what black people typically say. But I think that all depends on if, what kind of connection did they have, you know? But typically, I don't, in my work environment, I don't really see that. I really see it, like I said, you know, they don't fully get the benefits that the white people get, but they do get it, and they sure as hell get it more than black people get it. Okay, now with black people, obviously our appearance is not there, it's not working with us, unless women, or maybe appealing, attractive looking black person has benefits. Obviously, a lighter skin, light skinned black person may get a little bit more advantages as far maybe even privileges than the average black person. But black people have to figure out other ways to impress people, you know. So what helps for black people are, you know, something about your personality. You know, maybe you have a sense of humor, or maybe you do have, you know, intelligence, or if what you call, what I say, you behave yourself. You know, you don't appear as, you know, you appear intimidated automatically, but people get to know you, or some people get to know you, and you're humble, and you're pretty much, you're an ass kisser. Yeah, oh yeah, that can work for you, definitely, you know, ass kisser. So that works, and you can slide in and be an advantage, because and also you appear as less intimidating as possible. If black people figure out a way to appear as less intimidated as possible, you have a chance to succeed in this white-controlled world, even in the work environment, because they control the work environments too, if you haven't noticed. So, you know, so yeah, we got the Morgan Freeman mentality, right? So, But yeah, these work environments, man, it's a trip, man. Like I say, it can be very frustrating to me. Oh, what kind of worker am I? Me, I'm more of a doer. I just do the job and I just want to go the fuck home. You know, that's one thing about me. I'll do so much, right? I'm not going to be doing all kinds of overtime. I see cats, they do a lot of overtime, and that's great, man. We need them. Somebody got to do the overtime. So I don't knock them. Me, I work overtime when I'm forced to work overtime. But me, I just want to go home and do stuff like this. Like I said, you know, podcast, reach out to people and express myself to anyone who's willing to listen. And that's the stuff I'm, you know, that I'm, you know, that I'd rather do. But work is very important. But with these 9-to-5s, like I say, it's good to learn skills, trades. You know, you can do all that at the same time. You can learn a skill in a trade and get you a good job, and then you still invest. You can still invest. You know, you can't just have the mindset of you just want to invest, and you don't, you know, you're a youngster and you don't have nothing to invest with. And then, like I say, later on in time, if we're all just want to invest in all that and stuff and not willing to learn the skills, who else is going to do it? So, yeah, they're going to get robots and all this and stuff. And none of us ain't going to have shit, and capitalists are going to be even more control. So it's crazy. We do not have to accept these things. We do not have to accept capitalists taking over the whole damn world and fucking shit up. That shit happened, and it went overboard, from what I understand, during the Great Depression. You got these capitalists, and they had all the money, all the damn control. The stock market crashed, and America was fucked. So, you know, allowing capitalists to have so much power to where even American government was too dependent on it. And obviously, it's too dependent on it now, because those politicians that we got in there are capitalists. So, you know, we got to learn to figure out a way to get them the fuck out, because they ain't doing nothing but just taking full advantage of people. And they got this attitude like, dag, like we owe them something. So it's getting out of control here. It has gotten out of control, and it will continue to get out of control. It gets to a point where we just not have absolute control whatsoever. So we need balance. I believe in balance is very important. It keeps us afloat. And we got to continue to work on that, guys. You know, we just can't let capitalists get the best of us. And people strive to become capitalists themselves. And it's like, we just can't have too much of that or whatever. We need a balance, guys. Not everyone's going to be a damn billionaire, okay? But I'm not knocking it. You want to be a billionaire? There's more than one way to become a billionaire. You do not have to become a damn capitalist for you to become a billionaire. Like I said, you can work hard and put in work, and you build your own shit up, and you run your own shit. You feel what I'm saying? You can be like that. So you don't have to necessarily be a capitalist, and you're going around and you making money off of people from your companies or whatever. And you got people busting their ass and working hard for you, providing that money. It's kind of like a pimp. You don't have to be a pimp. Essentially, in the work industry. So, but yeah, working 9-to-5 for me, it can be stressful, like I said, because it is like, it's like a high school, dealing with all these different personalities. You're dealing with what I call closet races, you know, who do have a problem with you, but they don't want to express it. You got to deal with, I got to deal with my own people sometimes, you know, with they shenanigans and looking down on their own people. You got to deal with Hispanics and all these different people, whites, blacks, Asians, you know, say Asians, some of them is closet racist or whatever. They pretend like they respect you when they really don't, or, you know, for whatever animosity that they have, whether, you know, it came from white man or them, or I don't know, maybe they're intimidated by you. I don't know what the hell these people problems are, but all these different personalities that you have to deal with, and people fronting, pretending one way and they really another. And it if you let it get the best of you, it can really fuck you up. It really can, man. It's crazy. I don't know if anyone saw What Women Want with Mel Gibson, that first one, not the second one with Taraji Henson, you know, What Men Want. I haven't really saw that movie, but What Women Want, Mel Gibson. And he learned how to read women's minds, right? And, well, actually, he just had the ability to see what women were thinking. But anyhow, when he first discovered this ability, this gift, he was overwhelmed because he was just around a bunch of women or whatever and what they were thinking. It got to a point where he just got overwhelmed. He was like, oh my God, man, this is too much, man. These women are actually thinking this stuff. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it was just all of them. It was like a lot of them all at once, but he was surrounded by them or whatever. I guess he was at a department store or something like that, like a Macy's or whatever. Where a lot of women shop. So it was fucking with them or whatever. Sometimes that's how I feel at a work environment. No, I don't know what people are thinking. I don't have the ability to read minds. I kind of wish I had that ability. That's actually kind of cool. But I can feel it. I can feel their vibes. And then also just going through things and seeing what other people go through and, just experiences. Knowing that and not giving people the benefit of the doubt. We're talking about adults here. They're going to think that way or whatever. They just play it off. And they know that it benefits them in the long way. They be fake and phony, you know, the non-black people. They can be fake and phony to you in your face and just do a bunch of bullshit to you behind closed doors. That's usually their approach to how they deal with you, right? And they talk amongst each other about something that, like, they speak in codes, or they got this sarcastic black humor or whatever, where, you know, they be talking to each other and they're like, you know, talking about something else but referring to you. So, you know, that's how it is. And the work environment can be something else, y'all. But hey, y'all, keep doing you. Work that 9-to-5 if that's what you choose to do. I encourage people to just learn skills anyway. You can always invest in being an investor, but learn skills too or whatever. And know that America needs you. If you do work 9-to-5, America needs you. We're the most important aspect into American society. If it wasn't for 9-to-5 workers, this country would be fucked. So I keep that in mind, and that's how it is. And freedom of mind, y'all. Speak your mind. This is Ray Will.